And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball for this Mother's Day weekend. And boy, good baseball going on at the old ballpark last night. Of course, the continuing celebration of the 90th birthday of Willie Mays. It was great seeing him out there last night in the car and waving to everybody. And just so nice to see Willie. And what a treasure to have Willie as still part of the Giants. So great to see that last night. A terrific ball game. I will tell you this, and I said it about 3 weeks ago. This is 2010 all over again. I just have that feeling. The Giants' pitching has been terrific. De Sclafani was very good until getting into trouble later in the mid-innings there. And, of course, Sam Selman gave up the big home run. Padres came back to tie at 4-4, but Austin Slater unbroke that tie with a home run to make it 5-4 up in the right field pavilion. Leave him alone. Leave Slater alone. He likes it at the right field, and he did it last night. And the Giants held on. Jake McGee a little shaky there and got a great call to end the ninth inning on Kim. And the Giants go away a 5-4 victor last night over the Padres. And I'll tell you one thing. Not only is their pitching, their starting pitching outstanding, which we'll talk about on the show today. Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions will tell us a lot about that. But they've got the MVP of the league right now. Buster Posey is unbelievable. Boy, did he need this. He really needed it. You know, we hope that he can stay healthy all year and continue to have a year like he's having. I mean, he's not going to hit 400. But he's hitting over 390 right now. He's got 8 home runs in his last 7 games. He's 16 for 26. My goodness, with 4 homers and 8 RBIs. So they've got the MVP of the league right now, and they've got Longoria, who still comes through with those big hits. And the bullpen is still a work in progress. Let's face it, it's still a work in progress other than Rogers. But basically, you watch them against San Diego, and the Giants have the MVP, and the two MVPs for San Diego, Tatis and Machado, do not do much against the Giants and haven't done much in general. The Padres' offense really not going anywhere right now. Starting pitching's terrific. Bullpen, terrific for the Padres, but they're just not scoring any runs. So Giants going toe-to-toe with San Diego, and they're doing a very, very nice job of it. So they get the win last night. Posey, a big two-run homer. Slater, of course, hit his home run as well. And Longoria with a big bases-loaded single to right field. That boy, one thing about Longoria this year, seeing him hit, he hit so many balls to right center. And if they pitch him away, he did this in the first week of the season, hitting it through the shift on the right side. And, boy, he has been a tough out. It was nice to see Yastrzemski back last night. Brandon Belt has cooled off a little bit the last couple of days, but he's carried the Giants for a good period of time over this last week. So all that said and done, the Giants are 19-13. They've got a game-and-a-half lead on San Diego. The Dodgers have lost 14 of 18. Believe it, 14 of 18. They got walloped last night by the Angels. Urias got knocked out. And today it's Kershaw going for the Dodgers, and they're a couple of games back now. And 14 of 18, the Dodgers have lost. So I'll say it again as I open the show. I got the feeling of 2010 again. If you can pitch like this and pitch like this during the year and have big seasons from the guys you need, good things can happen for the San Francisco Giants. They are the surprise of the National League. So we've got a good show for you today. Great pitching matchup. Joe Musgrove is going back on the hill today. Kevin Gausman, they matched up last week. Musgrove did not have it. Gausman did, and the Giants won that game against the Padres. So it is a matchup of these two pitchers again today. Another no-hitter last night in baseball. The fifth of the season. Come on. And we're only in May. And don't forget April and May. You see who you are. You figure out who you are, and then in June you kind of fine-tune it. And July, if you have to make some deals, you do it. But April and May, you kind of get the feeling of who you are. Well, this season, the Cleveland Indians have been no-hit twice. We've seen 5 no-hitters. And again, when Mark Simon is on later, we're going to talk about And Jason Stark's going to join us, too, talk about 1,000 more strikeouts than hits in April. And the doubles and singles are disappearing. Boy, the hitting is just a different kind of kettle of fish these days. Walk, strikeout, home run. We saw it all week long. All right, Bill Lasky, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty, and good morning to Giants fans waking up on a nice
and
win
fans,
last night.
Not just Giants fans, everybody.
That's all right, Marty. They're all fans, right? They're fans
baseball.
Of the show.
Exactly, baseball fans.
So, you know, I was really wondering how they were going to bounce back after those two losses in Colorado, the second game of that doubleheader losing a lead, and then the last game there, they were battling back all the way through the ninth inning. But it was a good game yesterday, building that lead to 4-0 and then losing the lead. And that's when I really kind of wanted to see the character of that bullpen as well as the character of this team. And sure enough, Slater hits the home run, and Rogers has been lights out, and sure enough, McGee held on. As we saw Bruce Dreckman open up that zone a little bit last strike, but again, it went the Giants' way, and it was a good win.
Yeah, it was. They needed it to break that little two-game losing streak. But more important, they went toe-to-toe. Blake Snell, I'm sorry. And I know he's trying to throw strikes, but boy, Bill, his stuff is too good. And I think there's a mental block there. He loves to go on the corners. He loves to throw this great pitch. And meanwhile, four innings, one hit, six walks, and four runs. And I'm telling you, the Padres are not going anywhere unless Blake Snell pulls it together. And for some reason, he just will not throw the ball into that strike zone.
Absolutely right, Marty, and that's what hurt him. You know, at one time of the game, they had people on base, and it was all on walks. Nobody hit the ball, and then finally, a couple hits later, they started chipping away. But of course, you said Posey's home run opened the door. Longoria off of Adams on a 3-1 slider. Like you said, he pushed it out to right center field. That was just a remarkable hit, but it's true. I mean, he's laying low. He's a veteran hitter. He sees what's coming at him, and there's no way Adams was going to throw him a fastball. Adams is mostly all sliders, and sure enough, he got one down in the zone still, but it was enough for Longoria to push it out to right field, and then the bullpen came in, so... it was a good win, a good first game of a three-game series. Now you got your ace on the hill with Gausman today, back into a rematch of last Sunday with Gausman and Musgrove. So it'll be an interesting pitching match today.
Well, I think the Giants have the MVP of the league right now in Buster Posey. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah, how could you not say him? He's been outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, he's been. This is beyond anything Buster Posey ever did. It's incredible what he's getting done now, and it's a great story. But on the other side of the coin, you look at Machado and Tatis. They're supposed to be the MVPs of the Padres and the MVP potentially of the league, and they really don't do anything. I think these two teams, Bill, are so evenly matched with a great starting pitching. Padre bullpen is steadier than the Giant bullpen, but the Giants do things offensively. And they get things done offensively that the Padres don't.
Absolutely, Marty. And, you know, when you look up and down this lineup, and yesterday, of course, just changing it up with Slater, Flores up at the top. Ruff was hitting four, kind of concerned me at first. But then when I saw the numbers against Snell, I was like, perfect, you know. But he ended up getting a walk in there, Longoria. Dubon playing second base. I like that because he's got good range to his left and to the right. And, you know, Flores missed that ball off the lip, and it kind of DeSclafani kind of struggled that inning. But, you know, DeSclafani had good numbers, but I thought his location of pitches were inconsistent. He was throwing a two-seamer as well as a slider. A lot of missed pitches where Posey was going outside and went inside. Same thing with Duvall. Duvall really got away with a couple pitches that were right in the zone. And you could see Buster Posey pounding his glove, trying to force him outside. And sure enough, the ball went inside. He got the strikeout. But again, the location of pitches on DeSclafani just wasn't like what we've seen in the past.
No, not perfect last night, and he did get knocked out of there. And, of course, the inherited runner was given up by Selman. But how about Jake McGee? Bill, I want to tell you something. Jake McGee is all over the place. There's something up with him, whether
sure
it's
is.
Tired, the release point. But he got a call third strike to end the game on Kim. But I'm telling you, if this was a hitter who had some cachet in the league, he does not get rung up. That was one of the tougher strike three calls. But, Bill, looking at McGee, there were two or three pitches up in the strike zone, the fastball, the riding fastball, that he got an out on. But he was all over the place. Does not look like the same pitcher.
No, not at all. And the velocity still, he's thrown a couple of 95, 96, but it's not like that quick pitch that he had earlier in the year where he had a little fireball on the end. Location, again, he was all over the place. Profar struck out, but, I mean, it was like six straight fastballs, and a couple of them are right in the zone. No sliders. He didn't throw one breaking ball at all yesterday. Locations, again, Marty, you hit it right on the nose. It was supposed to be up, and it was in the middle. It was supposed to be down, and it was off the side. So location, there's some maybe mechanical issues. I don't know. I was trying to pinpoint where his arm release was, where his hand was, but he was behind the ball, but it just doesn't have that extra life like we saw earlier.
No. All right, we've got a great show for you. Mike Ferrin is going to join us, and if you listen to Power Alley on Sirius XM, MLB Radio, the Power Alley in the morning, he's also a play-by-play voice occasionally for the Diamondbacks pre and post. But Mike Ferrin, I love listening to this guy. It's like listening to Quick Pitch in the morning. So we're going to take a break. Mike Ferrin's going to join us right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.